Hello, dear friends, it's Floppy. I know, I know. I said I'd be hopping away from podcasting, but some things are too important to stay silent about. And today, I need to talk to you about something very close to my heart. If you've been listening to 12 Hop Flop for a while, then you know about my best friend, my partner in all things, my fluffy shadow, 8-Bit. She's been with me for as long as I can remember. Every hop, every meal, every cozy nap, we did it all together. But now she's gone. This isn't an easy thing to talk about. It isn't easy to feel either. But I promise to always be honest with you. And right now my heart is heavy. Losing someone you love. It's the kind of sadness that settles into the quiet spaces, into the little routines that feel different now. But even in sadness, there is love. And today, I want to share that love with you. It happened so suddenly. One moment, 8-Bit was here, just as she always had been. Soft, warm, full of life. And then, in the next, she was gone. She was in Bundad's arms when it happened. If she had to leave, I think she would have wanted it that way. Held close, safe, surrounded by love. I don't know if she felt afraid, but I hope she felt how much she was cherished, right up until her very last breath. When she was gone, I didn't move right away. I laid next to her for a long time, an hour, maybe more. I needed to say goodbye in my own way. I don't know if she could hear me or feel me there, but I stayed. Because when you love someone that much, you don't just hop away. And when I finally did, the world felt different, quieter, emptier. I won't pretend that things have been easy. When you spend every moment with someone, their absence isn't just one big empty space. It's 1,000 little ones. The spot where they used to sit, the way they'd nudge you aside for the best piece of hay, the sound of them shifting in the night. Those moments are still there, but now they feel different. I can tell Bunmom and Bundad notice too. They still give me all the love and care I need, but even they can see that I'm a little quieter these days. I still eat, still play, still do all the things I'm supposed to, but it's not the same. Not yet. Maybe not ever. Not in the way it was before. But I know one thing. I have to keep going. Not because I don't miss her, but because I do, and I know she wouldn't want me to stop being me. I'm still here, still hopping forward, even if my steps feel heavier sometimes. Some days are harder than others. Some moments feel too big, too empty. But I let myself feel those things, because love doesn't just go away when someone does. It stays, and so does the missing them. And that's okay. Even in the sadness, I try to remind myself, I was lucky. Not every rabbit gets a friend like 8-Bit. Not every bun gets to share their days with someone who understands them, who makes them feel safe, who fills their world with warmth. I think back to all the good times, the way she'd flop next to me after a long day of doing absolutely nothing, the way we'd press our noses together just because, the way she always made sure I was groomed, even if I wasn't in the mood for it. I remember how we used to share treats. Well, mostly. If I'm being honest, she was faster at grabbing them, but I never minded much. I just liked having her there. That's the thing about love. It doesn't disappear just because someone is gone. It stays. It lingers in the memories, in the things they left behind, in the ways they changed you. And I wouldn't trade that for anything, not even to make the sadness go away. I don't know exactly what's beyond this life. Rabbits don't sit around debating these things the way humans do. But I like to believe that somewhere, past the clouds and the stars, there's a place where the grass is always fresh, the hay never runs out, and the best sunbeams are always warm. I like to think that 8-Bit is there now, hopping, playing, maybe even saving me a spot. And one day, when my time comes, I hope I'll see her again. I hope I'll hear that familiar shuffle of her paws. Feel that gentle nudge of her nose and know that no time or distance could ever truly separate us. Until then, I carry her with me. in every little thing, in every memory, every habit, every quiet moment that reminds me of what we shared. Love doesn't stop. It just finds new ways to exist. If you've ever lost someone you love, I want you to know, you're not alone. The sadness, the emptiness, the way the world feels different now. I understand. And if you're still carrying that love in your heart, if you still catch yourself looking for them in the quiet moments, that's okay. That's love. Loss is hard, but I wouldn't trade the pain of missing 8-bit if it meant never having known her at all. She was my best friend, my constant, my family, and I am so thankful for every moment we had together. To those of you who have been here, listening to 12 Hop Flop, you knew 8-bit too, in a way, and I want to thank you for that, for being part of our journey, for letting me share my love for her with you. I don't know when I'll hop back onto the mic again, but for now, I just want to say, hold close the ones you love, cherish the moments you have, and never be afraid to carry love forward, even after someone is gone. Thank you for listening. Goodbye for now, dear friends.